Part of our ministry team works on a remote Native American reservation in the Southwest. In fact, our sons launched this groundbreaking outreach to Native young people many years ago now. And the ministry at that reservation is now part of our bigger initiative on Eagle's Wings. Several years ago, God helped us launch a low-power FM radio station on this reservation. I mean, this reservation is spiritually hard to reach. It's geographically hard to reach. But for several years, the light of Christ was going out via the airwaves 24 hours a day across the reservation in an original format, and it really made a difference. Part of the adventure was just getting the station on the air, including setting up the tower. That required some special climbing abilities. And one of the Native young men who God sent to help with the station just happened to have that experience, illegally, in the years before he was following Christ. He used to love to climb towers that the law actually forbade people to climb. Now, all of a sudden, those abilities that he had practiced in a way that did not honor God were suddenly being used by God to glorify him. Don't you just love it? Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about turning yesterday's shame into something beautiful. This is one of the amazing ways of God, taking what we did against Jesus before we knew Jesus and turning it into something Jesus can use for his glory. That aspect of God's amazing grace may help shed some hope-giving light on some of the very things you're most sorry for, the things you're most ashamed of in your past. In 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 to 18, our word for today from the Word of God, Paul tells us how this miracle of spiritual recycling worked in his life. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Basically, Paul says, the worst things I ever did have been transformed by God's grace into credentials to show people what he can do. Man, that's part of the grace miracle described in Romans 5:20. Where sin increased, grace increased all the more. God always has more grace than we've got sin. Grace always triumphs over sin. Never is that more dramatic than when God takes the sinning you've done or the sinning that was done against you and makes it into a boomerang to hit the very devil who once used that stuff to bring you down. Now all that ugly becomes something beautiful in Jesus' hands, causing people to listen to you when you talk about Jesus, providing living proof of his power, and maybe even helping you climb a tower for his sake. See, that's why you need to bring all that sin and all that shame and all those awful memories and all the things you wish you hadn't done to the foot of Jesus' cross. Accept the forgiveness he made possible by the shedding of his blood for that very garbage, and ask him to redeem those regrets and those lost years by somehow using them for his glory and to help others come to know him. There's a world of people out there who are where you were before you met Jesus, and under his leadership, you're uniquely equipped to work with him in rescuing them. They'll listen to someone like you. You've been there. That's one of God's great grace miracles, and it's waiting for you. Yesterday's shame, touched by the Master, can become today's victory.